This is Behind the Wheel, powered by behindthewheel.com.au.
Hello, Dale. How are you? Welcome to Behind the Wheel.
Joel, pleasure to be speaking with you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. And apps are taking over the world. Now we're even at the point where we can learn how to drive on an app on a smartphone. How close are we? And you know, how realistic is this, Dale?
Up till today, people were viewing smartphones and applications as mere entertainment mechanisms. So they were kind of playing around, downloading games for just the joy of it. And a clever company called Ateable came up with the idea of creating an app that would allow you to learn how to drive using your smartphone. And that's in the form of videos, tutorials, instructional pieces, as well as tests and quizzes to ensure that you're actually absorbing information. So smartphone has really moved towards an informational device that's very, very practical in everyday terms.
It's delivered in a way that young people are very friendly with nowadays. They're obviously, this is the way they learn nowadays. So I guess for them, it's not that much of a jump, really, to jump on an app like this and as you say, watch the videos, answer the questions. I can't see a negative to it, but do you think it will replace any part of the practical driving lessons that people need?
I'd like to say no, but in practical terms, we look at the way that technology has invaded our lives and really taken over and mechanized certain parts of it. I can see a day where virtual reality will step in and people will be able to interact in such a level that it's transparent to them that they're using a device as opposed to being on the road. And Ateable is trying to bring that one step further. Instead of actually going into the classroom, you can view videos and you can interact with a lecturer, all the way through to, I suppose, taking tests. Whether I agree with it or not is a different story. But I think in terms of maybe practicing before you get on the road, maybe it's a better idea. Kids and younger folk are used to playing simulation games and learning how to do things without actually having to go into the physical world and potentially do something wrong. At least here it teaches them, look, if you go too fast, these are the implications. It takes this long to slow down, and you have to leave sufficient space when you're driving so that you don't end up in certain bad situations. So I think simulation definitely has a place in it. And ultimately, you know, is it like getting into a simulator and maybe protecting the other users of the road so that people can make mistakes in a safe environment? Maybe that is better than pushing them straight onto the road and say, you know, learn your clutch control by putting your foot on the pedal and being on the tar. Maybe it's a safer option, and I can see a day when it will happen.
I can certainly see some safety advantages in the immediate learning to drive area, because you're not only learning to control the vehicle when you're out on the roads, but you've got to be mindful of the other traffic and all of the other environmental factors. So I think there's some real positives. Another positive that I can see out of it, Dale, is that it's not just wouldn't just be for learners, or possibly not just for learners, in that you could have, defensive driving courses, corporate training, fleet training, that sort of thing. And the implications, I think, are pretty wide.
Yeah, it gives you a good opportunity to brush up on your skills and continually practice in an environment where you might not have that opportunity. And those simulations on the track, for example, and everyone wants to go onto the track and really test out the machines at high speed. They can do it in a safe environment here. Those preventative courses where you have those preventative braking and how you should react in dangerous situations are very, very effective, because they can be done at the drop of a hat and repeated until you actually get the right strategy to handle them.
I think it sounds very interesting. And I guess last question is, you know, how close are we to having this as part of getting a driver's license in Australia? Are the state and territory licensing authorities getting on board? Is that kind of the course it will take?
I think it's very new in the States. Ateable released it as the only state-certified mobile app that teaches you how to drive. That's something that the US is very proactive in, utilizing technology. I guess there is a certain path that needs to be followed in order to verify whether it's suitable for our roads and for our environment. But nothing like having a test bed where we can learn from their implementations to assess whether it's appropriate for us.
Mm, yeah, exactly. That's right. And isn't that always the way? Like, you know, let the US find out if it works or not, and then we'll adopt it and call it our own, I suppose.
Absolutely. Get the best of all worlds and make no mistakes along the way.
Exactly. Is there any way of people, you know, downloading like a trial version or actually getting in and having a feel and look at what this app is?
Yeah, if you go on to the App Store, it's available on on iOS at the moment, being rolled out to Android as well. But if you go to the iOS iTunes store, you can search for Aceable, Aceable, and try it out there. Again, it is American, so you're probably going to be driving on the wrong side of the road if you test it out there, so just be careful.
Sounds fantastic. We'll check it out and send our listeners there, and another step into the future. Thanks for your time, Dale.
Pleasure to be with you.